A man who loves sunshine in mid to upper 60s almost as much as I do, Tom Casper, this morning here on Northland Morning. Howdy there, sunshine.
Hey, good morning. How are you?
Hey, so I said, what were you going to talk about today? And you said, spring!
I could have been a little more specific.
I went out and raked the garden patch that's been in the back of my house since time immemorial. It grows award-winning thistles. It grows burdock plants like you wouldn't believe. It grows really good rhubarb in one little corner, but I went and raked it all nice, and I'm going to try to get some native plants. So if it's all going to kind of be wild and jungly, I'm going to let it just be wild and jungly right there.
Nice.
And no burrs for the dogs.
That's right. First of all, congratulations to KUMD for reaching its fundraising goal.
Looks
like that just happened yesterday.
No, are you kidding me? Sunday at 5.
Wow.
And thanks for your help, too. You came in and you offered a thank you gift and you made a pledge and you encouraged people to go to the phone. And we're celebrating 20 years of Tom Casper in September. How about that?
Yeah,
we
got
to have some kind of a hoo-ha, I'm thinking.
Yeah,
some kind of a big
carrot cake or something.
Yeah,
like that.
Yeah. Make some salsa and put a candle in it.
There you go.
So what else you got on your mind this morning?
Oh, you know, well, it is, I was listening to you talk about the temperatures, and certainly appears that for the most part, winter is in our rearview mirror. But, we still may get a snow here or two. Duluth is, of course, this region is notorious for getting some of those late season storms. And they detour us for a minute or two. But, you know, then we realize that even if we do get one of those big snows, it goes pretty fast this time of year. But folks are wanting to get out in their garden, and I'm hearing from people what kinds of things can they do, and they want to get out and rake, and you mentioned raking your area and back and doing some native plants, which sounds really cool. But folks are asking about what they can do about their lawn right now.
Yeah, I really want to rake the lawn. It looks horrible.
Yeah, and it's still a little wet to be doing that without potential damage to the grass. Now, if you're not very real concerned about having the perfect lawn.
You've obviously seen my lawn.
It's probably going to be okay. So you could go out and use a spring rake or a plastic rake, not the big heavy metal.
A big serious rake.
Yeah, just a nice plastic or spring back rake and gently rake up some of the debris that's in the lawn some of the other things that might be there and remove those. Don't do a heavy rake, though. It doesn't need it. With a gentle rake, you can remove any built-up thatch or even break up any snow mold webbing and things like that that you might see in your lawn, and now's a perfect time to do that. But again, doing it gently. And then if you start noticing areas where you might have had, if you had a snowplow work in your yard or if you had damage to your lawn, start thinking about how to repair that and when to repair it. And really, we're a little early to do any kind of seeding on the lawn, probably another month away from putting down any kind of grass seed and getting it to germinate. We really want those soil temperatures up into the low to mid-50s. And, of course, we're not close to that yet. So don't go out and do any seeding because you're just going to waste your money and your time and have to redo it. So wait a few weeks on that still, but certainly getting out and gently raking the lawn if it's not too wet. Now, if it's wet or squishy, don't do it because that's just going to create problems in your lawn, whether it's compressed soil or damage to emergent shoots of the grass plants or blades. So good time to do that. Also, we're still in a good time as far as spring goes to be pruning those apple trees and fruit trees. It's not too late yet. To get out and do that this weekend probably sounds like the perfect, and maybe if the weather continues, maybe the last weekend before we start to see some bud break or swelling on some of those. So,
you know, I noticed on my apple tree, we were talking a little bit last week about the storm damage back in July, And I thought there maybe was a little bit of damage, but I couldn't really see it because of all the leaves. And now I can clearly see where I think one or two branches got broken. So it's good to know that I can get out the ladder and get out the lopper and trim those up just a little bit.
Yeah, and right now is the perfect time to do that. As you mentioned earlier, the weather sounds like ideal for early April here in Duluth and finding those things in the yard to do. And you can even start, if you wanted, start raking some of your perennial gardens and getting some of that debris out, but being really careful doing that. A lot of those shoots are just starting to emerge on some of our perennial gardens, and you can do not permanent damage to the plant, but you can certainly impact the future flowering of that plant, at least for this year and things like that. So getting in the garden, but being careful, enjoying the day while you're doing it, enjoying the opportunity to get to be able to do that, and taking it cautious. So
everybody's looking for stuff. Well, you could start thinking, well, eventually this would be a nice place to sit outside, or I like to sit here, but there's nothing interesting to look at, so I should put something interesting here for me to look at.
Yep, exactly. Exactly. And if folks are up to it, the home show's this starting tomorrow, and going to be a lot going on for gardeners down there. There's, of course, many plant suppliers and things like that to see down at the home show, and PBS Channel 8 is going to have a booth down there with me and Bob and others answering gardening questions.
Oh, good grief. You and Bob Olin together?
Yes.
Oh, wow. Oh, wow.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, okay. Well, there you go. If you really want to blow your weekend up big time, if you want to have excitement like you've not had before, check out Tom Casper and Bob Olin together.
Yeah, and bring a sleeping bag because we answer questions in the long form.
Yeah, I'm guessing. Yeah. Between the two of you, I'm guessing that it's kind of like stereo, but Tom's one channel and Bob's the other channel, and they both come at you at the same time. But there's a lot of knowledge there, okay? There's a lot of knowledge. So,
yeah. Fun.
All right. Be there or be square. Hey, TK, we'll talk with you again in a couple of weeks, all right?
Sounds great. You have a good day and good luck in that backyard.
Thank you much. Tom Casper is a master gardener and the former president of the Duluth Garden Flower Society, our host for, gosh, almost 20 years of Tips for Hardy Gardeners here on Northland Morning.